Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Six Secrets to How Millionaires Plan Their Day. Lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem. We all have 24-hour days, says Zig Ziglar, which means that everyone has the opportunity to become a millionaire if they know just what to do. And 200 entrepreneurs were interviewed along with 100 self-made millionaires. And among the highly successful entrepreneurs who were interviewed, who gave their best productivity and time management advice, were Mark Cuban, Kevin Harrington, James Altucher, Grant Cardone, Lewis Howes, Tom Ziegler, Ryan Holmes, Naomi Simpson, Vern Harnish, Dan Miller, Chris Drucker, Pat Flynn, and David Merman. After analyzing their productivity advice, we have identified six common traits related to their most productive days. The first one is they have a sacred morning ritual. And guess what? A lot of people, their ritual in the morning is that they get up late, they do not even have a plan on what to do for that day. So what we want to do is talk about some things that can help you as an individual become more productive. Highly successful people know that a productive day is built on a foundation of a strong morning. When I was young and dumb, I used to snooze the alarm until I had no choice but to quickly shower, race out the door, and grab coffee and a butter roll from a Quick Mart on the way to work. But one of the most common traits of the millionaire I interviewed was that they invest the first 30 to 60 minutes of their day in their body and mind. Some call it their hour of power. Others call it their sacred 60, and Hal Elrod calls it his system, the miracle morning. John Lee Dumas goes for a 35-minute power walk while listening to podcasts. Ken Blanchard told me that he rides an exercise bike while reading an inspirational text. Dan Miller said, I take advantage of the rich audio programs available so that I fill 45 minutes with physical exertion combined with mental input and expansion. I carefully protect that first hour of the day. It is counterintuitive, but I personally discovered that I'm more productive on the days when I practice my own hour of power. I'm not as disciplined as most I interviewed, but my own morning routine includes 20 minutes of HIIT on the treadmill and yoga stretches while I complete a simple gratitude meditation, mission reflection, and intentions around my goals. Okay. So One of the things that we've been talking about here is that one of the best things that you can do is have a daily ritual. And exercise is an important part of that daily ritual. How many times have you seen people walking with headphones in their ears? And you would think it was music because typically in years past, that's what it was. But for most of them, as you can see, some of the most successful people, they listen to podcasts or they listen to something that is motivational, that gives them an uplifting attitude. These are some of the things that you should consider when you want to change your personal outlook on building an income, on increasing your opportunities to build self-confidence, to improve your mindset. The biggest thing that you can do in life today is that for so many of us, the things that we hear in our head are the things that we heard people tell us over and over again for years, years and years. And they become so ingrained in our head that we tend to repeat them over and over again. They identify their most important task based on their values and goals. And millionaires I interviewed were crystal clear on their values and their life goals. They were clear on their long-term goals before they became wealthy. If health is truly a high priority, they make sure they schedule time for it during the day. If family is truly a priority, they schedule and protect that time for date nights, kids' soccer games, birthdays, and other events. The people I interviewed also knew how to break down an annual goal into bite-sized tasks that could be actioned on a daily basis. They knew specifically the single daily task that is most likely to advance them to their primary goal. They asked, what's the one thing that I do today that will get me closer to my goal? For instance, you need to have a focus, a mission, a purpose in life. One of the best things that we've done with my company is that we sit down with you and we help you put together a business plan or an action plan for your business, that you sit down and you define what your goal is and how you want to reach that goal, what you are going to do to help yourself get where you truly want to be with your life. Because you know what? One of the worst thing you can do is start a business without a goal in mind, without knowing who you want to serve as a business, as a system. So, work on their MIT early in the morning without interruption. They work on their most important task early in the morning. And you know what? If you are someone who writes articles to help promote your business, you need a quiet time. If you need a time to plan or to start your day the right way with exercise, then get up at a time that is, and this is what I've heard and what is said and what needs to be, you need to be aware of. that if you are a late riser, or you get up just in time to get out the door and get to work, or you start your day in a way that is not productive, you then maybe start learning how to get up a little bit earlier every day. And the best way to do this is this way. Set your clock for 5 minutes earlier each day until you've gotten up at the time that you truly want to be awake and what you find to be your most productive time. And here's something else to think about that a lot of people don't realize is the best way to manage your time is to do the things that you really don't like to do first. Because once you complete those tasks, then it's much easier to do the things that you truly love to do. So, highly successful people schedule 1 to 2 hours every morning to focus on their most important task. Remember, it's your most important task that you need to get done first thing in the morning. They know they are cognitively at their best in this morning, and that our willpower, decision-making, and attention focus all deplete throughout the day. In a Reddick AMA behavioral psychologist, Dan Ariely put it this way, one of the saddest mistakes in time management is the propensity of people to spend the two most productive hours of their day on things that don't require high cognitive capacity, like social media. If we could salvage the precious hours, most of us would be much more successful in accomplishing what we truly want. Additionally, highly successful people focus on the most important task without any interruption. As Atlassian co-founder Mike Cannon-Brookes told me, do one thing at once. Stop multitasking during your most important task of the day, work session. Make sure to close your office door, activate airplane mode on your mobile phone, and turn off email or any other notifications on your computer. That is the biggest thing that we need to realize. A lot of writers, what they do is they get up early when there's no one awake, because it's the most quiet time, and the first thing they do is spend an hour or 2 hours in the morning writing to getting anything done. If you have a newsletter, if you have a book that you're working on, if you're having articles that you're writing, the best time to do it is when you're the most alert, because that's when your thinking can be there. Highly successful people schedule 1 to 2 hours every morning to focus on their most important task. They eliminate meetings or keep them as short as possible. Now, this is really important, because this is a time waster. What people will do is that they will schedule meetings, and then they will stand around, and after the meeting is over, they'll stand around and talk about personal stuff or something that is not important to getting things done during the day. So Mark Cuban's advice was to short and direct. Never do meetings unless someone is writing a check. Highly successful people know that meetings are inefficient time wasters, and time is our most valuable resource. If you lead a team, call for meetings as a last resort and consider a ban on meetings during certain times, like a certain day of the week or before noon each day. Richard Branson shared a blog post. It's very rare that a meeting on a single topic should need to last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, and Jack Dorsey are all known for conducting walking meetings, and others swear by the method of holding standing meetings. So, this is what we're talking about. How many times do you walk into a meeting, and unless it's a training session where you're specifically learning something, a meeting does not have to last more than 10 or 15 minutes. It's got some things on how you want to move things forward, how you can work as a team to build or go towards the goal of the business. They schedule email processing times. Highly successful people don't check their email throughout the day. They don't respond to every buzz of their smartphone to see what landed in their inbox. Instead, they schedule deliberate times to process their email, just as they would schedule any other task. I've shared my personal 3-2-1-0 email management system with many CEOs and entrepreneurs. I too process my email only 3 times a day, mid-morning, early afternoon, late afternoon, for only 21 minutes each time, and strive to get to inbox zero using the 4D methodology: delete, delegate, defer, and do. Despite the fact that I get over 200 emails a day, on most days I end at zero in my inbox. They make it home for dinner. Highly successful people have a hard stop on their workday and know when they will leave the office to head for home. Founders and former CEO of Intel, Andy Grove, would consistently leave work at 6:30, regardless of what fires there were to put out at the time. As he wrote in his book, High Output Management, my day ends when I'm tired and ready to go home. There is always more to be done, more that should be done, always more that can be done. When you truly realize that there will always be more to do at work, it frees you up to be intentional about deciding when is enough is enough. The common traits of self-made millionaires are highly successful people show that they invest in themselves as their first priority, carefully allocate their daily minutes to align their values and goals, and know that taking time at night to rest and recharge is a wise decision. So what we've been talking about is that the 6 secrets to how millionaires plan their days, and they do this consistently. Why? Because what they do is they have a ritual, and that first thing they do in the day is they basically feed their mind with information, with successful things that will help them get where they truly want to be professionally, that things that will uplift you, that will motivate you to be successful. And these are things that most people that I've talked to that have been successful, even in a multi-level marketing business, the One of the best things that they talk about is how to change your mindset from one of negativity to one of positive thought. And what they do is they identify their most important task, and they spend time doing those tasks to help them get where they want their business to be. And guess what? The best thing you can do is plan your day. And the best time to do that is the night before. You write out all the things that you plan to do for a day and understand how you can make that a business for yourself, how you can be successful at building a business and increasing your income. For things that will get you where you want to be. So think about that. Where are you today? In your plans, in your goals. And the best thing you can do in time management, and this is something we talk about when you work at home, but you need to think about this. If you're working in an office, you will definitely work and you will close your door, and ever your secretary or someone that you're with knows that your door is closed, and they know that you're at work, diligently working on a project, and they know not to disturb you. But you know what? When you work at home, you have to look at your most important task as a project that you're working on where you don't want any interruptions. That's why you usually plan your day when you have meetings that are not important enough for no more than 5 to 10 minutes a day. You plan your activities in such a way that you will get done all the things that you want to do. So that what we've been talking about is you eliminate meetings that are unnecessary. And time wasters like email, like checking your phone for messages. Do those only at specific times. Like if you use public transportation, that's when you do the things on the phone that you don't want to be doing when you are the most productive. And what are some of the habits of the most productive people? Those are things that a lot of people don't always think about. So what are some of your habits of highly effective people? And how do they complete all those things in a process? And The 7 Habits was published by Stephen Covey a few years ago. But let's break it down into what he called the 7 Habits. And the first one is to be proactive. And that talks about the concept of the circle of influence or the circle of concern. The second one is to begin with the end in mind, and that is
what you're doing is you start from the end, you know what your goal is, and you lay it out each step of the way how you're going to get there. And then you put the first things first, which talk about the differences between leadership and management. Leadership is the outside world, begins with a personal vision and personal leadership. TAP talks about what is important and what is urgent. So, and then it's the interdependence. The next three habits talk of interdependence, working with others. Think win-win. That is, how is it going to be a win-win for you and a win-win for them? Seek to first understand, then to be understood. You synergize, continuous improvement. You sharpen the saw, which is balance and renew your resources and energy and health to create a substance, long-term, effective lifestyle. Now, he also came out with The Eighth Habit, which was a book unto itself. And what he basically talked about there was to find your voice and inspire others to find theirs. So when you look at all of these things, all of these habits, plan out your future. Think about what are the most important tasks that you need to do first. Get those done. And then you're better at managing your time effectively. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for coaching, and we can sit down with you and put together a strategy or an action plan on how you're going to reach your goals. And then once you do that, we will sit down with you and we will plan out how you are going to complete all of those goals and when, and then we will hold you accountable to follow through on all those goals.